He went still, said nothing. It might just have been Dorolo's voice, he supposed, but why would she talk in anything other than Moraine? The voice called again. He thought he heard another, but then laser and projectile fire erupted briefly from the opposite end of the hall from the altar. He ducked, and in the lull heard something click behind him. He spun round, tightening his finger on the trigger, but there was nobody there. Instead, a small round thing, about the size of a child's clenched fist, wobbled on the top of the balustrade and plonked down onto the moss about a metre away. He kicked at it with his foot and dived across the body of the dead monk. The grenade detonated in mid-air, just under the balcony. Hawser jumped up while the echoes were still cracking back from the altar. He leapt into the doorway at the far end of the balcony, putting out one hand and grabbing the soft corner of the wall as he went past, spinning himself round as he fell to his knees. He reached out and grabbed the dead monk's gun from the corpse's slack grip, just as the balcony started to come away from the wall with a glassy, grinding noise. Hawser shoved himself back into the corridor behind him. The balcony tipped bodily away into the empty space of the hall in a dully glittering cloud of fragments and fell with a great shattering crash onto the floor below, taking the shadowy form of the dead monk fluttering with it. Hawser saw more of the shapes scatter in the darkness beneath him and fired down with the gun he had just acquired. Then he turned and looked down the corridor he was now in, wondering if there was some way down to the hall floor or even back outside. He checked the gun he had taken. It looked better than his own. He crouched and ran away from the doorway, looking over the hall, putting his old rifle over his shoulder. The dimly lit corridor curved right. Hawser straightened gradually as he left the doorway behind and stopped worrying about grenades. Then it all started to happen in the hall behind him. The first thing he knew was that his shadow was being thrown in front of him, flickering and dancing on the curving wall of the passage. Then a cacophony of noise and a stuttering burst of blast waves rocked him on his feet and assaulted his ears. He brought the helmet visor down quickly and crouched again as he turned back toward the hall and the bright flashes of light. Even through the helmet, he thought, he could hear screams mixed in with the gunfire and explosions. He ran back and threw himself down where he had been before, lying looking out into the hall. He put his head down as fast as he could and used his elbows to lever himself back the instant he realised what was happening. He wanted to run, but he lay where he was, stuck the dead monk's rifle round the corner of the doorway and sprayed fire in the general direction of the altar until the weapon stopped firing, keeping his helmet as far away from the doorway as possible, visor turned away. When that gun stopped, he threw it away and used his own until it jammed. He slid himself away after that and ran off down the corridor away from the opening of the hall. He didn't doubt that the rest of the company would be doing the same thing, those that could. What he had seen ought to have been incredible, but although he had looked only long enough for a single, hardly moving image to form on his retinas, he knew what he was seeing and what was happening. As he ran, he tried to work out why the hell the Temple of Light had been laser-proofed. When he came to a T-junction in the corridor, he stopped. He swung his rifle butt at the corner of the wall, through the moss, the metal connected, doubtless denting, but he felt something else give too. Using the weak light from the suit torch cells on either side of the visor, he looked at what lay underneath the moss. "Oh, God," he breathed to himself. He struck at another part of the wall and looked again. He remembered the glint of what he'd thought was glass under the moss on the stairs when he'd jarred his arm, and the crunching feeling under his knee on the balcony. He leaned against the soft wall, feeling sick. Nobody had gone to the extraordinary lengths of laser-proofing an entire temple, or even one large hall. It would have been horrendously expensive and surely unnecessary on a Stage 3 planet anyway. No. Probably the whole interior of the temple, he recalled the sandstone to which the outer door had been attached, had been built from blocks of crystal, and that was what was buried under all the moss. Hit it with a laser, and the moss would vaporize in an instant, leaving the interior surfaces of the crystal beneath to reflect the rest of that pulse and any subsequent shots falling on the same plates. He looked again at the second place he'd struck with the gun, looked deep into the transparent surface beyond, and saw his own suit lights shining dully back at him from a mirrored boundary somewhere inside. He pushed himself away and ran down the right-hand branch of the corridor, past heavy wooden doors, then down some curved steps towards a splash of light. What he had seen in the hall was chaos, lit with lasers. A single glimpse, coinciding with several flashes, had burned an image into his eyes he thought he could still half see. At one end of the hall, on the altar, monks were crouched, guns firing, their own guns flashing with chemical explosive fire. Around them burst dark explosions of smoke as moss vaporized. At the other end of the hall, several of the company stood, or lay, or staggered, their own shadows huge on the wall behind them. They were loosing off with everything they had, rifles strobing pulses off the far wall, and they were being hit by their own shots, slamming back from the internal surfaces of crystal blocks they didn't even realize they were aiming at. At least two were blind already, judging by the way they were caught in poses of sightless blundering, arms out in front of them, guns firing from one hand. Hawser knew too well that his own suit, his visor especially, was not capable of stopping a laser hit, from either visible wavelength guns or X-rays. All he could do was get his head out of the way and loose off with what projectiles he had, hoping to get a few of the priests or their guards.